CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Dell Small Business.
I'm Pam Coulter in Washington. It's official. President Trump now says all Americans should wear masks when they leave their homes to run errands or go to essential jobs.
The CDC is recommending that Americans wear a basic cloth or fabric mask that can be either purchased online or simply made at home, probably material that you'd have at home.
Mr. Trump also announced Blue Cross is waiving copays for virus treatment in the next 60 days, and uninsured patients can get treatment at no cost. The president bemoaned the coronavirus-related economic downturn in a meeting with energy executives earlier today. There was another shocking jobs report. 701,000 jobs were slashed last month. The pandemic could mean a delay in some eagerly awaited new vehicles, WWJ's Jeff Gilbert reports.
It's not just factories that are closed, so are research and development centers. Nissan engineer Bob Flotketter says they're improvising where they can, like the engineer who's developing systems in his basement.
He did some wire harness creation down there, you know, pulling circuits, pulling leads, adding pins.
Some products likely will be delayed. A few may even be canceled. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
Doctors and nurses aren't the only workers worried about their own exposure to the coronavirus. Reporter Andrew Mollenbeck in Los Angeles.
Employees say grocers need to provide them masks, gloves, and time to clean their stations.
Having all these customers come in, not having personal protective equipment, risking them, risking myself, it's an everyday battle.
Emily Alvarado has been a cashier for 17 years. She says she's scared what she might be taking home every night.
I have a four-year-old at home. I have two senior parents. And every day coming to work is nerve-wracking.
Andrew Mullenbeck for CBS News, Los Angeles.
Calls to stay home and stay at least 6 feet away from other people are working better in some areas than others. WWL's Dave Cohen.
Louisiana's governor says cell phone data show that people in the urban areas of the state, like here in New Orleans, are doing a good job of distancing. But in rural areas, they're not, he said, and they shouldn't wait until their community is overrun with cases.
You wait until the numbers grab your attention, guess what? You just let the virus win.
John Bell Edwards says eventually everyone will take it seriously. When it's too late.
It's going to be when there is a death that is close to them.
Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
Major stock markets were down about 1.5% today amid fears of even worse employment reports to come. The Dow fell 360 points. This is CBS News.
Dell Small Business Technology Advisors offer advice, one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions like computers with Intel Core processors. Call an advisor today at 877-BUY-DELL.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who owes back taxes, if you get nervous when the mail comes because you might get a letter from the IRS, then you've heard. Their enforcement agents are cracking down this year and can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts. Even your home or business could be at risk over unpaid taxes. It's all true, but it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. The award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief will fight to get you the best deal possible, protecting your paycheck and your assets from IRS collections. But don't delay, because the IRS is tacking on interest and hefty penalties every single day. So don't wait until it's too late. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Can't stop love, even during a pandemic. Two New Jersey doctors took a brief break to get married. Kashif Chowdhury and Nyla Shireen persuaded an imam in Hawthorne to perform the ceremony, and 2 days later, they were back at work. Chowdhury, a cardiac doctor, says plans for the wedding and honeymoon were quickly amended.
Initially, we had planned that we would get married. There would be family. All the family would be there. Our friends would be there. And we'd had time, like about 10 days off to go to Dubai, maybe Maldives, and just, you know, enjoy our time after wedding. But of course, none of that happened.
A Michigan couple will get married tomorrow with 100 guests in attendance. No, not a video conference. Amy Simonson and Dan Stuglik have ordered 100 cardboard cutouts as stand-ins for those who'll miss the ceremony because of the state's stay-at-home order. The cutouts were donated by a company and are modeled after people with different sizes, shapes, and hairstyles. Pam Coulter, CBS News.